Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 60. Wow, it's a milestone. It's episode 60. It's a Monday, August 14th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome, everyone, to our show where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre news. So, Ray, before we go to our news, let's do our weekend updates. Last week, we visited with you guys, but Marvin and Jim were there, but they left this weekend. But, we had some fine dinner.
Yeah. Are you talking about Tuesday night?
Wednesday night. When did I come over? It was Wednesday.
Okay. I couldn't keep my day straight. Okay.
Pretty good food. What did you do? What did you prepare then? Some kind of
tacos.
Tacos? Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So anyway, you had some ear infection of some sort that you made me.
No, I did not have an ear infection. You gave me the mumps.
I did not give you the mumps.
You gave me the mumps.
I don't know where you got that, but I hope I don't get it.
Did we kiss and make out?
No, we didn't.
Oh,
no.
Then you're probably not going to get it.
Okay. All right. I hope so. I hope not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Anyway. Okay, I hope so too. So anyway, so last Saturday also celebrated with a couple of Filipino friends. Just had some Pinoy food. God, I'm so full. I mean, it's just they didn't have the roast pig, but they have a pork shoulder that they cooked, and then it's almost like a roast pig, but it's big enough. It's pretty good. Maybe I should make that one of these days.
Yeah,
I don't know, one of those roast pig things. Anyway, so after that, the weekend. Met up with a couple of friends, you know, Mark and the others. We watched Valerian. Did you ever watch Valerian?
No, I haven't had the chance.
No. Do not watch it.
Why was it bad?
The storyline is really lame for me. The graphics and, you know, in the cinematography is really awesome. But, you know, I guess it's worth it if you want to watch something in 3D. You can watch
it in 3D.
Yeah, we watched it in 3D.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway,
I usually don't see things in 3D.
You don't? Why not?
No, because most things aren't filmed in 3D. They're forced to make go up to 3D. Now, like Avatar was filmed in 3D.
Yeah, so that's true. But are you saying you're a snob now when it comes to 3D? It has to be filmed in 3D.
If it's a 3D movie, let's film the whole movie in 3D and not like force it to be 3D later on down the line. So.
Can you tell the difference?
Yes.
Hmm. I guess you can.
Go watch Avatar and then go watch some other cheesy movie like Valerian that was put in 3D and see the difference. Because Avatar was incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's pretty much the bar. They raised the bar. So, anyway, are you still in quarantine? You're not in quarantine anymore, right?
Well, I'm kind of in quarantine because the contagious phase lasts forever, apparently, but because you're contagious before you get the symptoms, and you're contagious after the symptoms go away. So it's kind of like a 2-week period. So
I thought you're only contagious in the beginning. Mm-hmm.
No, you're contagious for the whole time you got it. So they usually say 10 to 14 days. So, and you usually and it actually started showing symptoms on Tuesday. So I was probably contagious from last weekend on. So.
Oh, so I couldn't have gotten it because we saw you Wednesday.
You saw me Wednesday, but I was sick Tuesday.
But then your contagious part was a week before that.
No, the contagious part started like last Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going on through now. So.
All right.
But like I said, we didn't kiss and make out, so you probably didn't get it.
All right, good. Okay.
So, and if you had it as a kid or you had a better vaccine than what I had, then you probably won't get it.
I hope so.
Because that's the whole thing we found. Well, one, there's an outbreak of mumps in Texas, according to the CDC website. The doctor looked on that and said, yep, there's been like 300 to 400 reported cases since the 1st of January in the state of Texas.
Wow.
So it's on the rise. He also said that the vaccines that were given out in the late 60s when I was allegedly born were weak and didn't work. And even though I thought I had a booster shot back in my 30s, apparently that didn't work either. I didn't have one. So it's rare for an older person to get mumps, but I did it.
Yep.
So another thing about when you're older, than 6 or 7 and you get the mumps, is you have to worry about your balls, because if it gets done in your balls, you can cause it can make you be sterile and a couple other things.
Do
So,
you even care about that though?
well, yes. What if I want to get a woman pregnant?
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know you wanted that.
So, I like keeping my options open. You just never know.
You just never
So,
know. Maybe you could be a
but
a
that's a real
donor.
concern. And the sad thing is, there's nothing they can do. It's a virus. There's no antibiotics they can give you. All they can do is the symptoms are your jaws get really sore and it's hard to chew and eat because your saliva glands get in, swell up and you look like a chipmunk. But the worst thing was that I couldn't chew. It hurt so much to chew. So you get some
Oh, you get to do my
industrial.
technique.
What?
I blend everything.
No.
No.
I don't have a blender. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't have a blender.
Yeah. And nobody offered to bring me one while I was sitting here locked on lockdown, sick, wasting away.
Poor bear, poor daddy bear.
So.
Anyway, okay, so well, I hope you get well soon. Well, you're well. It's just that you just don't, you can't get out.
Yeah, well, I mean, my mouth is still very dry because the saliva glands are still kind of in, I guess, irritated from the virus. So, and they're not producing. So, I'm probably the most hydrated I've ever been, but I still feel like I'm dehydrated. So,
Oh, okay. I hope you feel better.
yeah, me too.
All right, let's go to our stories, Ray. I'm going to take the geek on
Okay.
this one, but you can go to good, do the gay.
Okay. Man served eviction papers for being gay. Landlord cites her Christian values.
Yeah, this still happens in 2012, right?
Well, I got my own quotes on this. When Caleb signed a lease to rent a room from his landlord, Jenny, he agreed to pay an extra $10 per night for any overnight guest. God, she sounds like Marvin. That probably should have been the first red flag. But hindsight is always 20/20. It seems like everything was fine, he told his local TV news station in Vancouver. Until he brought his boyfriend home for a little sleepover. That's when Jenny had a little breakdown. Caleb received a series of crazed text messages from her saying things like, "If you guys are gay, I cannot allow this to happen in my house," and that she believes homosexuality is against God's wills. Then she evicted him, citing the conflict with her good old-fashioned Christian values as the reason. Here's the thing, though. In Vancouver, Jenny's reason for kicking out Craig is legally valid.
Oh.
Section 10 of the British Columbia Human Rights Code states a person can't deny tenancy to anyone based on their sexual orientation, among other things. But a subsection says the rule doesn't apply if the space is being shared. Since Craig was only renting a room from Jenny, he fell outside the law's protections, which means he has no recourse. And there was no intercourse with Jenny's in Jenny's house. This might be an example where the law and what people think would be right are not necessarily aligned, Elizabeth Reed, an employment and human rights lawyer, says. When the news station reached out to Jenny for comments, she allegedly slammed down the phone on the reporter. Craig says he's since put the situation behind him and found another place to stay. He hopes by going public with the story, the law might be revised. If something like this can impact change, that would be really awesome, he says.
Okay, so
Okay, my first question is, when he was renting this room, because if I move into somebody that I don't know or something like that, I'm like, are you okay with me being gay? That would be the first question. And if they're not, you don't stay there because you're having to share a house with this person.
yeah, in the maybe well, for one
So,
thing, he may not have known the law.
what has nothing to do with the law?
Well, the law
If you're move,
says.
if you're going to actually rent a room from somebody, so say somebody come and wanted to rent one of your rooms, would it matter if they're straight or gay?
No.
What if the guy's straight and he keeps bringing all his girlfriends over?
Then I would be a little bit, yeah. Strangers,
Okay,
yeah, I would be.
strangers over. Yeah. So, unlike gays, would you mind if he bring all his chicks over?
Yeah, I would be scared too. I don't know them.
Oh, you never said anything the whole time my tricks came in.
All
So
right.
anyway.
No, Ray, look at this. The last line, but the subsection says that the rule doesn't apply if the space is being shared. So, yeah.
Share. So exactly. So
So it
exactly.
was.
If you're sharing a space, you should know what you're getting into.
So that's what I'm saying. The guy who rented didn't know that.
Well, I don't think he. Well, then he's a dumbass
Yes.
because he should have
He should
known
have
if he's
known.
moving in with somebody that one, if I'm gay, maybe this person that I don't know that I'm moving into their house with might have an issue with it. So my usual question would be, would you have an issue with me being gay? And if they say yes, I'm like, okay, it's your house, you do your thing, and I'll go somewhere and do my thing.
Yeah,
Because
he
I
didn't.
think you have the right, it's her space. And if she don't want to rent it to him, I think that's fine. I think she shouldn't have went all batshit crazy. She should have said, look, dude, this ain't what I believe, and you need to go find somewhere else to live. Because, but something like that should have been brought up up front. And she should have said something too. She should have said, look, I'm Christian, and if you're gay,
Yeah,
I
I
can't do
mean
this
that
with
should have been for in the forefront. Like when you stayed with me, remember? When you
Yeah.
stayed with me, you had to ask me that question. So I had to tell you, oh, really? You're gay? You're gonna stay with me? Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, he says that, but he also doesn't tell you about all the cameras he had hidden in the house taking videos of me naked too.
Oh,
So,
that's right. Yeah. I posted it in Xtube.
I think if you're going to go move in with somebody as a roommate, y'all need to have that discussion up front. It's like, okay, I'm gay. Do you have a problem with that? Because if they do, it ain't never going to work out, no matter what you do, no matter how hard up both of you
Yeah,
are.
that's true. I mean, he should have been upfront with it in the first place. And it is kind of dangerous to bring strangers in the house. I don't know, it's going to be $10 a pop, but still, come on. Staying with him for $10 a pop. Hey, I'm noticing that somebody's staying with you all the time.
Well, I mean, I can understand that. That way you don't have a revolving door on the house. I mean, and somebody comes in, I mean, I totally understand. I mean, Marvin gives me a hard time about it all the time about having, somebody over here, but it's like they take showers, they use power, they do all this stuff, and I'm sure that's about $10 worth. If you have to go to the hotel, it's 60 something dollars worth, so
So it's more expensive if you go there. Yeah.
that's
All
right,
right.
so
So, what do you guys think? Would you This is in British Columbia, so I guess they have a different law there about kicking
yeah.
people out.
But Canada is very supposedly gay friendly. So
Yeah.
this is coming from a country that's very gay friendly that this happened in, not
Yeah, that's true. But
some
then
back ass wood place here in
I could
Kentucky,
see how it is
South
the
Florida.
prerogative of the owner to decide. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, if you own the house, you should have the right to decide who's going to live with you if you're renting out a room.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
So.
I could see All right, let's go to the geek ray. How many times do you change your password, Ray?
When I read this damn thing, I was like, this guy should be taken out and tarred and feathered. Tarred and feathered.
Yeah, people are angry because of his patterns and everything. Okay, so this is an old story, but it's just worth talking about because it's about passwords, and this is the geek story that we have right now. And passwords is something that I myself am very meticulous about because I like I tend to remember things using patterns and everything. So anyway, some people use LastPass, they use OnePass, they use different kinds of applications to remember their passwords, but some people just have, ways to remember it. So let's go to this story. The guy who invented those annoying password rules now regrets wasting your time. Talk about many, many years. Anyway, so we've all been forced to do it. Create a password with at least so many characters, so many numbers, and so many special characters, and maybe an uppercase letter. Guess what? The guy who invented these standards nearly 15 years ago now admits that they're basically useless. He's also very sorry, which I could see why.
Tar and feather people, tar and feather.
The man in question is Bill Burr, a former manager at the National Institute. Oh, stop rubbing, right? I could hear your beard. At the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, in 2003, Burr drafted an 8-page guide on how to create secure passwords, creatively called the NIST Special Publication 800-63 Appendix A. Kind of rules is that? So this became the document that would go on to more or less dictate password requirements on everything from email accounts to login pages to your online banking portal. All those rules about using uppercase letters and special characters and numbers, they are all because of Bill. Okay, this guy is an
Damn it,
asshole.
Bill.
You should.
Why'd you have to screw it up for all of
I
us?
know. So the only problem is that Bill Burr didn't really know how much about know much about how passwords work back in 2003 when he wrote the manual. He certainly wasn't a security expert, and now the retired 72-year-old bureaucrat wants to apologize.
Oh, there you go, bureaucrat. That answered the whole question.
Uh-huh. So much of what I did now I regret, Bill Burr told the Wall Street Journal recently, admitting that the research in passwords mostly came from a white paper written in the 1980s, well before the web was even invented. In the end, the list of guidelines was probably too complicated for a lot of folks to understand very well, and the truth is, it was barking up the wrong tree. Bill is not wrong. Simple math shows that a shorter password with wacky characters is much easier to crack than a long string of easy-to-remember words. There's a XKCD comic on this one. So the classic XKCD comic shows how four simple words create a passphrase that would take a computer 550 years to guess, with a nonsensical string of random characters would take approximately 3 days. This is why the latest set of NIST guidelines recommend that people create long passphrases rather than gobbledygook words like the ones Bill thought were secure. Yeah, Ray, so I'm to tell you honestly, I still have passwords with the funky characters. That's what I do.
Yeah, I have passwords like that.
Yeah. So this is what they're suggesting here is it's better to use four separate words, you know, four words divided by spaces, and you'll have a better, you'll have a higher probability that you won't be hacked for 550 years by computers. Better than an 8-character, those rules that you have.
How soon is that going to be enforced?
No, it's up to you. What do you mean it's forced?
Well, no. Most websites, they make you do all the wacky shit. So when are they going to fix that so you can do that? Change your password to...
I don't know. You know, the problem is I do try to not use the guidelines like 16. There's a 16-character limit. Use special characters and use capital letters and small letters.
Well, some websites won't allow you to do anything but that.
Yeah, exactly. Like Verizon. Verizon does that. They don't want special characters. So, I think the best thing to do really is, you know, passphrases. If you do that and you can remember it better. And I think I'm going to start doing that very soon. So, yeah, you have different passwords for all your sites, right, Ray?
Mostly.
Yeah, so this might be something that you could keep in mind so you could, you know, change the password. Well, you don't have to change the passwords and everything. Well, you do have to change your password, but then, you know, you just need to make sure there are, you know, four words. Yeah. I made a program that generates four words in sequence, so I could just use that. They're easy to remember words, you know, but then I'm banking that any computer will not be able to crack that for 550 years. That'd be good. Okay, so let's go to your bizarre array. What is this about a coroner?
Okay. All right, so this only happens in comedies and comedy movies.
But it actually happened in...
Or Weekend at Bernie's. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of bizarre. Two gurneys, one occupied, fall out of a coroner's van into traffic, police say. Two gurneys, including one that was occupied by a deceased person, fell out of the back of a coroner's van and into traffic Monday afternoon in Olympia, police say. The van was on its way back to the Thurston County Coroner's Office just before 12:30 p.m. after responding to a home death. Olympia Police Lieutenant Paul Orr said that the two gurneys fell out of the back of the van at an intersection of Martin Way East and Phoenix Street Southeast. The gurney occupied by the deceased person was found in the middle of the intersection while the second gurney rolled down Phoenix Street Southeast and was found in a parking lot near Pacific Avenue Southeast. Lohr said the two officers were near the site when the dispatch reported the incident and were able to quickly reroute traffic away from the area. The coroner's office was notified and returned to load the gurneys back of the van. So they didn't even know the bodies had fallen out of the back of the van.
Oh, God. That's really scary.
Thurston County Coroner Gary Warnock said a preliminary investigation is underway to determine whether the cause of the incident was operator error, yep, that's usually it, or mechanical failure. There was no trauma to the body after the incident, he said, and the family was notified Monday about what happened. Warnock has worked for the coroner's office since 2001 as an investigator before becoming coroner. He said nothing like this has happened before. The van will be tested and checked for any mechanical failure. So I think Home Slice just threw the gurney up in there and shut the doors and didn't lock it down or anything.
Yeah.
It went rolling out.
I mean, that's
and busted the doors open.
That's pretty much, yeah, this must be the explanation, but anything. But yeah, it is so bizarre seeing corpse around the body.
Yeah, but,
they want to make sure the body's not damaged.
I've seen a bunch of movies where, like, the hearse slams on brakes and the casket goes flying out the back, mm-hmm. and or ambulances and stuff like that. So I thought this was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Okay.
All right, take the next one, Maynard, because this sounds like something you would do.
Probably not. I won't do this. Men are sealing their penises shut to prevent pregnancy.
Okay. That sounds very Pinoy to me.
No, I don't think so. They just pull out, you know. Catholic, you know, they always pull out. An alarming new product lets men seal their urethras shut before sex. Oh, God, what if they... Oh, that's horrible. Supposedly in order to protect their penises and stop anything getting out. The new product called Jiftip has raised concerns among health experts who warn there is no evidence that the penis sticker is safe or effective. I don't think it is. Jiftip is a trademarked product described as an adhesive, flexible sticker covering just the urethra for the containment of urine and semen. That would be horrible. It's, you know, if you about to ejaculate and it gets stuck in there, I don't even know that would be pleasurable. So the stickers, which are currently being sold in 3-packs for $6, oh my God, that's a red flag right there, right? Were designed to replace condoms as a more convenient and less intrusive way to cover yourself up. However, as the Jiftip website notes, sealing your penis shut is not an effective form of contraception, and health experts advise it's not safe either. The site's small print also notes that the product is not a condom and it is not approved for STIs or pregnancy prevention purposes. But despite that, the controversial penis stickers are sold with the slogan, "Feel your partner, feel freedom, feel safe." Oh God, it's not safe at all. So this has prompted some concern among health experts, despite the disclaimers on the site that the Jiftip is only to be used for pleasure enhancement and convenience. The registered company behind the products, Sumina Global Limited, that sounds Filipino, right? have even included a timeline of the Jiftip's development on their site. They note that the Jiftip began as a desperate attempt to avoid condoms and evolved into the product which is available to be beta tested today. And they're going to fail, right? Alongside the Jiftip development timeline, the site includes a blow-by-blow diagram showing how the penis stickers are used. Oh my God. That's porn already, don't you think, Ray? So the product is supposed to bond to the skin, which lets you temporarily close up your urethra to enjoy real sex, according to the site. A spokesperson for Jiftip told the Sun Online, "Don't knock it until you've tried it." They added that the feedback from customers had been positive so far and claimed their product has the potential to change the world, provided it passes the beta. However, the health experts are not convinced. Nikita Halil, chief executive of sexual health charity, the Family Planning Association, told the Sun Online, "There's no evidence to suggest that this product is safe or effective, and it could potentially be very painful." I think it would be very, very painful. It says here also that sexually transmitted, you know, diseases and infections can, you know, can still be transferred. So I don't know if this is going to be working. I have to look at the image. I think I've seen this before.
Well, I'm looking at the website. So it's got an actual penis on it. So it says clean the tip, align the shield, bond to the skin, and enjoy real sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says Jiftip is not a condom.
Yeah.
So my question is, I guess it doesn't... What is it? How does... Because sometimes you use lubricants and it gets wet and messy. What keeps this from unsticking and falling off? And when you go to pull it off, how much does it hurt when your dickhead's so sensitive after you just ejaculate?
I know.
But you really don't ejaculate. What happens? I mean, what happens if you're a really strong comer? Do you blow this thing off or does it expand?
I know. All the semen in? So I don't even think this is going to work.
Yeah. And then it's got a picture of who's a penis genius. And it's got a penis, with a bullet belt buckle on, a college graduate with sunglasses, and then a BTN cap, and then a sexy anime girl next to it. So I think this is an Asian company.
Yeah.
This is perfect for us. My vagina isn't a Ziploc bag. It's my turn to roll over and fall asleep. The bathroom trips on him at now, she laughs.
Oh, God, really? It's the perfect. My vagina isn't a Ziploc bag. God, what kind of a site is this? Okay, interesting. Yeah, I guess it's a thing now. Well, it's a thing somewhere, but I don't think it's going to be effective. I don't think it's going to work. And I think it's going to be painful. Look at how it sticks on your dick.
I know. And you can order the 2-drop lemongrass oil to put on it.
Oh, really? Lemongrass? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe this would be good for girls that like to give head, but they don't like to swallow. So they can put this on the guy, suck them off, and then when they come, they don't have to worry about spitting and have all that thing like some girls do.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's what I've been told.
Right. Okay. I'll believe you, Ray. Okay, so I guess that's our show. And, by the way, you know what? We should have something we forgot about last weekend. We thought of mentioning it, but I think it's really worth mentioning that our hearts go out to the families of friends who were injured and the one who lost her life, families and friends of the deceased from last Saturday's in Charlottesville incident, and also the people who were hurt there. Our thoughts and prayers are for you guys. Anyway, okay, so what else is going on, Ray? So that's it. I guess that's the show, right? What are you doing now? Are you still looking at the penis?
No, I was going to say something about what happened this weekend, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because I don't even want to talk about it because I was getting ready to go off. So.
Oh, okay.
Keep moving. Keep rolling.
All right, okay. Well, we're closing the show. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Oh, before we go, thank you very much to Caesar for the links in on the Facebook page or Gay Geek Bazaar, facebook.com/gaygeekbazaar. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.